I'm not sure whether you understand how good you are, and I know I'm doing this because it's absolutely true. You are one of the true gentlemen in music, one, and secondly, you're one of the finest guitarists around. So we're going to do a space jump now, and we're going to talk about what you're doing now in terms of life and how you're operating.
I started my own band in 1986 with one of my major aims being to play more blues.
Yes.
It was right from the beginning. You know, once I first discovered blues, and that was through guitar players like Eric Clapton,
yep,
and Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, etc. Paul Kossoff from Free.
Oh, really? Okay.
Absolutely. He's one of my absolute favourites. And then through tracing them, eventually through finding, you know, articles on them, to find out what their influences were, they all led to the great black blues players.
Mm.
I was never able to... Well, I'm Ready. The song that you just played then is a Willie Dixon song, and
yes,
it was recorded by most of the greats. That actually showed my influence in blues right from the beginning.
Okay, yep.
Another song off the Paradise album that I wrote was called No Time for Crying, which,
yes,
is also a blues track.
Yep.
Then I really didn't get the opportunity to play blues until the end of Stars, and I played with Broderick Smith. And originally, the band was a blues band.
Yes.
Then we began to write original songs, which really were more of a rock band.
Mm.
And then for years after that, I played with Max Merritt, with Rene Geyer, with Jimmy Barnes.
Yep.
And wasn't really doing any blues, and it was my love of blues that actually made me decide to start my own band in 1986. And I've been that's been the backbone of my career ever since.
Yep.
It gave me the freedom to be choosing the songs I do.
Mm-hmm.
And in that very first repertoire, I was doing songs by the likes of Freddie King, Albert King, Eric Clapton,
yep,
etc. And that was the beginning, really, of my blues career. And love.
Yes.
And it's certainly a big challenge getting right inside blues guitar. Whenever anyone tells you it's easy, I know that they don't know what they're talking about. So yeah, it's lifetime pursuit. It's been the backbone of my career ever since, even though I've played with other people, yeah, as well.
And you did a SRV Stevie Ray tribute show.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I did that, not a lot of gigs, but they were over the last year and a quarter.
Yes.
Some of the tunes I had been playing, and it also got me to learn a whole bunch of others that I hadn't done in my own band, you know, which of course is always mixed with other favourites and my own original songs.
Yes.
But that man is an absolutely incredible guitar player.
Wow, yeah.
Was an incredible guitar player, and learning his songs in detail certainly taught me some guitar techniques and choices of how to find the right notes for your emotions more than any other.
Yeah, well, look, you play some fantastic artist music, you do your own stuff, and look, what we're going to do, we're actually going to play a track from the Southern Line album now, so stay on the line. We're going to get back to you very shortly, and we're just going to briefly talk about, because you've struggled for a while with health, we're going to play the Double E Boogie, which also features Tommy Emmanuel. So that's no shame in sticking up with Tommy, and you you match him every inch of the way, mate, and you can pick the two styles, which is fantastic. You can actually pick.
Yeah, that's exactly what I aim for. Look, just before you started, I'd like to just quickly tell you how that happened.
Oh, sure, please.
I recorded the rhythm section first of all because we literally run out of studio time for the album, and it was a last desperate move, and I really made it up on the spot. I wanted Tommy to play with me. We'd done a tour the year before together, and we're good friends.
Yes.
I contacted him. He was in Melbourne at the time and couldn't actually get up to Sydney for another 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
I had another afternoon in the studio we went in, and what you're going to hear right now is the second take.
Okay, yep.
The first take, Tommy stopped halfway through while he just got to know the chord changes a bit better. Then we ran it from start to finish, and that's exactly what's on the record and what we're about to play now.
All right, okay. We'll stay on the line, Mel, and we'll have a quick chat off air, but we're going to play from the Southern Line album, and I've got to say, mate, it's a fantastic album. Here is, featuring Tommy Emmanuel and Mal Eastick off his album, The Double E Boogie.
Mm-hmm. every day in